Leave the Mesorim, Goyim that worship mountains, Piesagvoyes hills, Salochor is Hein Mutorim. The mountain or the hill still remains Mutabano, even though they worship it. The special Zerasakosiv in itself does not become an Avodah Zorah. Therefore, we like to chisel out some stones and use the stones. But Umasha Lehen Asurim. What's on top of the mountain, they covered with gold. Whatever's on top of the mountain, that does become Asabano. How do I know this? Shenamun Apostle says, Loisach Moy Kesev Zov Alehem. Mash, whatever above the Avodah Zorah. Any Kesev Zov, anything you use to beautify the Avodah Zorah itself, that also becomes Asabano. What's on top of the Avodah Zorah itself is Asa. Rashi says, Umash Alehem means Gagoin. In Tzipum Zov the Kesev, they put gold or silver, Asa. Even though we're saying now the mountain itself, the actual mountain is not considered an Avodah Zorah. In itself is not also Bano. You're allowed to come now and chisel out some stones and use them. But still, Zerasakosavi, that in itself is not also Bano. Why? Because it's Mechuba Lekaka. But the Tolah Shalayim, Ketolah Shalshar, skip the parentheses. Whatever is on top of the mountain is considered on top of a different Avodah Zorah. How do I know this? Shinemrit says, Loisachmun Aleim, Al Kol Shehein Nevodim, of anything they worship, any jewelry that's on top of the Avodah Zorah itself is also Asabano. Rashi says, and we have to still explain that the mountain itself is Rashi's Chiddush, is not considered an Avodah Zorah. But the Gemara in Chulin says, if somebody shefts for the Yom Alahar, we are the Yom Alagudah Dahar. If somebody shefts and says, I'm shefting now for the mountain, to the mountain itself, it's mut, it's not called the Zevach Neis. But if you sheft to the Gudah Lahar, to the spirit, to the mazel of the har, then it becomes also, that's called Takruvas Avodah Zorah. So you see, the mountain itself is not considered a Avodah Zorah. And Rashi asked the question, we learn later, what a time like Amon, the Goyim that worship the mountain, they themselves receive Saif, the Chayiv Misa. So Mashmi, if you worship the mountain, it's considered you're worshipping an Avodah Zorah. So Rashi seeks out the Aflagav, the Lav. Even though the Chetzo, the actual mountain itself, does not become an Avodah Zorah, but Linus Isurei, that it does not become Asabano, but still Oivdeyem Miu L'Shem Avodah Zechovim Avdi. The people that worship this mountain, their intentions are to worship a Avodah Zorah. Avodah Zechovim Mechavni, therefore Chayiv, therefore the Chayiv Misa. So it comes out that Avodah Zorah, you're worshipping in the mountain. So Rashi learns, the mountain itself does not have a locha of an Avodah Zorah. It's not called an Avodah Zorah. But still the Chayiv Misa, because their intentions are to worship a Avodah Zorah. Places argues in Rashi, places learn that the mountain itself does become an Avodah Zorah. There's only Xeris HaKosim, it's not also Bahanoah. But Avad in itself is called an Avodah Zorah. Rashi also, no, Rashi also, the mountain itself is not called an Avodah Zorah. Still there's such a locha, if you worship it, since your intentions are to worship a spirit here, to worship this God, they made him to a God, even though it doesn't become an Avodah Zorah, but still you get the Chayiv Misa.
It's the
right. We have Yossi Aglilium, Yossi Aglilium says, the Pasuk says, Elohehem Alehorim, Mashma, the God on top of the mountain, but Eloh Yehorim, Elohehem, but not that the mountain itself should be their God. And again, Elohehem Alhagvois, their God's on top of the hill. But the actual hill itself, what's Mechub Lekarka, that does not become a Avodah Zorah. If so, you can ask the question, how come we know the tree that they worship, the Asherah, does become Asabano? Oh, no, look at Rashi. Rashi says, Miyacha Shukain, in the middle of the third big line here, Miyacha Shukain, why is an Asherah Surah? For Loi Dashinim, why don't we make the same type of a drush here also? The Pasuk says, Tachas kol etzranon Eloheim. That any God you find underneath their etzranon. So make the diach only what's underneath the tree. For loy etzranon Eloheim. And not that the tree itself could become an avodah zara. Why don't we dash him this way? V'aloi ilan mechuberu, also an ilan mechuber. V'lom osra kosev. How do, why does the Torah say a tree is also? There's another passage that says the asherayim tigadayin. Says clearly that tree, that asherah, you should knock down, should burn. So it's kasha. Why don't we dash him when the pasuk says tachas kol eitz ranon, that what's in avodah zara, what's underneath the tree, but not the tree itself. Why don't we say this? The answer is mifnei sheyesh po tvisas yad adam. A tree is different. Like, who planted the tree? Amen. There was a Jew here, there was a person that planted the tree. That's better than a har. A har is called mechub lekarko, has no tvisas yad adam. But a tree, that there is a tvisas yad adam, therefore we say, we understand the second person that says, the asherayim tegadayim. We understand what the pasuk means. We're supposed to burn it, knock it down, because there is a tvisas adam. So for sheyesh po tvisa, the other hand has a handful, a hold from a person, also then it becomes also bano. But still, what do we do with the pasuk of tachas kol eitranan? Still, the pasuk is mashma only what's underneath the tree is also, not the tree itself. So on this, Amar Rav Akiva says, ani oivin v'yodin. I'll explain it to you. I'll come to maybe to give you understanding here. V'yodin, I'll say pshat in the pasuk. That lefika, what the pasuk means, tachas kol eitz ranan, know what it means to say underneath all these trees, means like this. Kol mokam shatem moitzi har gevoya v'givo noso v'yetz ranan. Anytime you find a mountain or a hill, or you find this eitz ranan, you find this after sheri, you should know, do sheyesham avodas kechavim. The pasuk is just giving you information to know. You should know when you come into Eretz Yisrael that underneath this asherah you're going to find other avodah zarah. So there's a mitzvah now to wipe out all the avodah zarah. You're going to have to wipe out what's under the atei asherah. That's what the pasuk means. Tachas kol eitz ranan means that under the eitz ranan you're also going to find other avodah zarah. So destroy them. Rashi says. Well, look at Rashi. Elim solem simoni mokim. The Torah is giving us a simon, a place. Shirigilim amaroyim lavoit shom avos kechavim. That's the place where the goyim used to worship. Why? Kadesh shechoshu yisrael shom biyavarim. That the Jews should help with Mekarim will soon see there's a mitzvah. When they first come with Eretz Yisrael to destroy all the avodah zarah. Therefore, the Pasuk is teaching us, you know, where will you find them? Tachas eitz ranan means that's where you're going to find them. Right. That's what the pasuk means. Now the Gemara says, "Rabbi Yosi Aglili, Haino Tanakamal. What's the machlekes? What are they eating? They're both saying the same thing: that the mountain itself, the gevoyas, the hill itself, is not also banob. Rabbi Yosi also says the same thing, but from another pasuk. What's the machlekes? Amar Rami Bachama, Amar Rash Lakish, Sipui Har Kahar Ika Benayu. The difference is that Sipui, if you cover, you coat the har with gold, with silver. Does that coat of silver become asabano? Tanakamis of a sipuhar enukahar. That the covering of the mountain is not like the mountain. Only the mountain is mutabano. But if you coat it with gold or silver, it becomes asabano. Or misasar, it becomes asabano. But yotaglili sabano, sipuhar hareyukahar. Lekidashin teleheyem alahorim, only what's on top of the har means the thing that's tallish on top of the har, but not something that's even attached to the har itself. If you put a coating on top of the har, that's sort of like the har itself. It's not also bano.
Could you nullify it?
Bano, shekuli alma sipui har einikar. Could be like your story. Everybody helps know that the coating to a mountain is not considered like the mountain. And like you're saying, because there's a tree that's the adodim here. A person is making it. It's not the har itself. The mile of the har is there's no tree that's the adodim. A mountain was created that way. That's why Hashem made the mountain. It's not bidei adam, therefore there's no issa. But if you coat the mountain with gold or silver, shita, you're making it now, that's called tree that's the adodim. So Shesha says, no, both agree that the tzipui har becomes also bano. It's einik har. So again, what's the machleik of Tanakam and Rabbi Yosi Aglili? Tihoko, the Elon, Shenotu, if they first planted a tree,